Welcome to Masters of the Word. I am your host, Lavelle Gill. Masters of the Word is a journey for men and women to become one with the Word of God. We come to you every week diving into the infallible truths of God's Word. So feel free to subscribe, leave a positive review, to spread the word to like-minded men and women. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Masters of the Word. I'm your host, Lavelle Gill. It is officially Memorial Day weekend here in the United States. That means we pause to honor and remember those that served in our armed forces, those that gave the highest sacrifice, that being their lives, those that serve for years and decades, even those that are yet serving in our armed forces. We remember you. We thank you for the contributions that you have made, for the freedoms that Americans have right now. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone that serves in our nation's Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. This is episode number 29. I believe this is 29. And Masters of the Word, it is a walk. It's a master walk. As a faith-based creative, as a person that is gifted that has a genius that I put to work on a daily basis, I wanted to expand the platform and not devote more time reading books and soaking up knowledge from worldly systems, if you will, as much as I pour into the Word of God, because the Word of God is the only book in all of existence that is alive. I'm going to say that again. The Word of God is the only book that is alive. And so we're in this master walk. You know, we're walking. You know, we started out in the book of John, and now we're moving through the poetic cadence of the book of Psalms. Today we're diving into book two of the book of Psalms. Psalms is divided into five different books, 150 divisions and not chapters. And so we're enjoying the poetic cadence, the rhythms of the writers that give us the Psalms, book two. We're going to do a doubleheader today with the song of the day. We're going to kick things off with Made to Worship You from my 2015 EP entitled The Great Unfolding, here on Masters of the Word.
Sing it again. is one day with you, then thousands elsewhere. Giving everything to be the one that you call on anytime you need. You're more than just my God and King. You become my closest friend, and forever we will reign eternally. From the bottom of my heart, I give all the glory to you, yeah, only you. Yeah. Compares to you, and so I give you honor and praise every day. Wonderful,
I was made to worship you.
Book 2, Psalm 42. For the director, a maskil psalm of the Korahites. As a hind at the streams, desperate to drink, so I yearn for you, of nothing else I think. I thirst for the living God, to be near, before his presence, when might I appear? My tears were my food, by day and night, as they incessantly taunted, "Is your God out of sight?" Those sneers I still often recall and feel nauseous as one who has swallowed gall. Contrast the memories of when I queued with the temple crowd as it viewed a joyful spectacle at the house of God, thanksgiving on the path that pilgrims trod. Why, my soul, are you so depressed? Why, my chest, do you feel compressed? Have faith in God that he'll bring salvation, that you may live to praise him in his habitation. Oh, my God, I'm so depressed that from far off places my prayers are addressed. From Jordan, Hermon, and Mount Mazar, all from the Holy Land so far. Deep to deep joins its call, a roar that sounds like a waterfall. All the breakers and waves you send, upon me they violently descend. By day, may God bestow on me all his faithful care, so that by night, in song my love of him I might declare. To the one who sustains my life, I offer my fervent prayer. To God, my rock, I complain. Why do you neglect my needs? Why must I walk enveloped in gloom by the stress of my foes' deeds? My oppressors threaten to crush my bones. Where is your God? They taunt. Why wonder that I am depressed, or that my spirit is so compressed? When such lack of faith, they taunt. Declare your hope in God above. May I yet have cause for praise, for I know his salvation shall be displayed in many ways. Psalm 43. Defend me, Lord, and champion my cause against a faithless nation. Deliver me from crafty men and their devious deliberation. For if you are my stronghold, why cast me aside to wander around sullenly by foes terrified? Send me your light and your truth to serve as my guides. Direct me to your holy hill where your presence resides. Then I shall approach the altar of God, who is my joy and delight, and I'll praise you with a lyrical lyre as the God who is ever in sight. So why am I so depressed and my spirit so compressed? Have faith in God to bring salvation when I shall praise him in his habitation. Psalm 44, for the director, for the sons of Korah, in instruction. With our own ears, we have heard it clearly from parents who described sincerely the deeds you performed in their time, in the early years of their prime. You were the one with hands so strong, dispossessed nations for doing wrong. You planted us there in their place and banished them in disgrace. For it was not by the sword that they had conquered that land. It was not their arm that won victories grand. It was your right hand and your presence so bright, for on them was focused all your delight. For you, God, are truly my king. For the sake of Jacob, victory you bring. With your aid, all our foes we gore in your name. Enemies we tread to the floor. For I put no trust in my bow, that from my sword victory would flow. For you have saved us from our foes, escalating our enemies' woes. In God we glory throughout each day. Praise to your name we ever convey. But you have been known to spurn us and expose us to disgrace, at the head of our armies, refusing to take your place. From before our foes, you made us retreat, so that freely they pillaged, savoring our defeat. You allowed them to devour us just like sheep, dispersed among nations, our hopes put to sleep. You sold your people for naught in return. No profit from selling did you discern. Among our neighbors, you made us a disgrace, a mockery and a laughingstock all around the place. Among nations, you made us an object of scorn. They were amazed at how we'd become outworn. I was conscious of my relentless disgrace. Abject shame totally covered my face. At those who taunted and reviled, at enemies whose vengeance was violent and wild. Yet while all of this befell us, we did not disobey. Your sacred covenant we did not betray. Our hearts never went astray, neither did our feet depart from your way. Yet you crushed us within a place where even jackals feel confined, enveloping us in a darkness deep enough to scare the mind. Had we forgotten our God's name or spread our hands to idols vain, would he not have known that we'd be so? He that knows how human intrigues grow. For your sake, we were incessantly slain. The sheep dispatched with cold disdain. So rouse yourself. Wake up. Why sleep? Don't forever forsake your very own sheep. Why do you conceal your face, putting us under duress? Why do you appear to ignore our affliction and our stress? For our life has descended as low to the ground. Our body to earth seems totally bound. So arise now and come to our aid. Redeem us that mercy may be displayed. Psalm 45. My heart quivers with elation at the thought of reciting my literary creation. Before the king of our nation, my tongue speaks with the skill of an expert scribe employing his quill. Among the young men of your court, your beauty is unsurpassed. The words you articulate in a setting of grace are cast. Your God-sent blessings shall forever last. With your warrior sword strapped to your thigh, your splendor and glory delight the eye. Gloriously ride to success in pursuit of truth to provide redress for the meek who walk in righteousness. Your right hand points out the way to more awesome deeds as you enter the fray. At your arrows most sharp, people fall at your feet. The king's enemy's heart is pierced in defeat. Your throne by the Lord's grace shall forever endure. At the administration of your reign shall be just and pure. Righteousness is what you love. Wickedness you abhor. Hence the Lord anointed you with oil of gladness more than any of your courtiers ever dreamed that you'd have in store. Myrrh, aloes, and cassia make fragrant all your clothes. From your ivory-clad palaces, lute music outflows. For your entertainment and that of your fellows. Princesses form your royal court. At your right hand, the king's consort. Decked out in Ophir's finest gold, what a joy to behold. Hear me, royal daughter, see and incline your ear. Forget your folk and your father's house and be of good cheer. Let the king feast on your beauty, for he is now your Lord. Prostrate yourself and show him that he is much adored. The daughter of Tyre, the wealthiest nation, will flatter you with diverse gifts to cement the association. The royal princess in all her act glory, conducted within a gown of threaded gold, she dons before the nuptials begin. Under embroidered banners, she is led to the king. Her companions follow her as maids in waiting. With joy and gladness, to the palace they're all brought to enter the service of the king's consort. Your son's distinction within the royal line shall exceed that of your ancestors, albeit noble and fine. You'll appoint them as officials throughout the land, wielding authority by your command. When I celebrate you in my verse for future generations, people will forever add laudatory citations. God.
bless you. We give you all the glory. We prepare a special place just for you. Come on, let's sing.
Lord, we prepare this place for you.
Psalm 46, for the director, for the Korahites, Almoth, a song. God is our refuge and our strength, a help in trouble, always near. So if earth were to suffer seismic change, we would never give in to fear. Nor would we if the mountains toppled into the sea, its waters erupting into a tsunami. Nor if in its swell the mountains themselves or to collapse overwhelmingly. There is a river, and its streams make God's city rejoice. Of all the holy sanctuaries, its rank as its choice. God resides in its midst. It shall never be replaced. He'll inaugurate there a new dawn, a new day uniquely graced. Nations disintegrate, kingdoms destroyed in a day. One thunderous word uttered by him, and the earth shall melt away. The Lord of hosts is with us. He is to us as a tower. As the God of Jacob, he demonstrates his power. Come and see how the Lord devised widespread devastation, a prelude to the abolition of war between every nation, breaking the bow, shattering the spear, chariots in conflagration. So desist from now and acknowledge well that I am indeed the Lord, exalted among the nations, and by all on earth most awed. The Lord of hosts is with us. He is to us as a tower. As the God of Jacob, he demonstrates his power. Psalm 47. For the director, for the sons of Korah, a psalm. All you peoples, clap your hands. Raise your voice to God in song. For awesome is the supreme King who rules the earth's throng. He subjects peoples to our desire. Our feet crush nations into the mire. An inheritance he chose to bestow as Jacob's pride, to whom his love would flow. God ascends at the trumpet sounds, and with the horns crescendo all around. Sing to God, sing loud, sing to our King with joyful sound. For he is King over all the earth. Sing a maskil hymn for all your worth. In it declare that now he reigns over all the nations and their domains. His holy throne he occupies, strict justice he applies. The nobles of the nations are all welcomed in as most loyal followers of the God of Abraham's kin. For he marshals to his cause the protectors of his world who respect the laws of the Exalted One whom Israel adores. Psalm 48, a psalm of the Korahites. Great is the Lord and exceedingly acclaimed. In the city of our God, his holy mount is famed. Majestic elevation, the earth's greatest pride, city of the great King on Mount Zion's northern side. God is perceived as a tower and a soaring citadel with Confederate kings. When Confederate kings commence their siege, they look and they marvel before terror overtakes them, frustrating their counsel. Trembling seizes hold of them. They are rooted onto the spot, like a woman in labor, writhing on her cot. Your east wind you employed as a ram, with which to batter the entire fleet of Tarshish and into flotsam shatter. What we heard from ancestors, we saw with our own eyes in the city of our Lord of Hosts, God's city, national prize. May He sustain it forever as the focus of our lives. In your temple, we reflect on your kindness and its effect. The praise we offer, like your name, extends far and wide to the very ends of the earth. Wherever men reside, victory by your right hand generously supplied. Let Mount Zion be happy and Judah's towns rejoice as recipients of your judgment and objects of your choice. Walk around Zion and encircle her bounds. Count her towers, admire all her surrounds. Be impressed by her ramparts, her citadels climb. Describe for your descendants that city most sublime. For He shall remain our God until the end of time. His role as our leader, He shall regard as prime. Psalm 49, for the director, for the Korahites, a psalm. Hear this, all you peoples, listen attentively. All inhabitants of the world, listen well to me. Whether you are of low estate or of privileged birth, whether you are rich or poor, my words are of great worth. For my mouth offers wisdom and my mind profound insight. I distill proverbs and riddles, bringing their thoughts to light. Against the background of the heart, my theories I present. And to the issues of your life, you'll find them congruent. So, in time of trouble, why should I be afraid? When surrounded by deceivers with hostility displayed, they who trust in riches and in how much they possess will find none to bail them out or grant them access. Not even a brother can offer to pay the ransom demanded by God on that day. The price of a man's life is far too high. To his eternity, he must say goodbye. No living forever, just the grave close by. For all can see that wise men die. Like the fool and the vile, no one can defy. What is their ordained fate, leaving to others their cherished estate? Their eternal home is but the grave. Generations, dwelling place, even the earth's most famous, vanish without a trace. Man's glory is so fleeting, as the beast's life, it's soon gone. He leaves behind the trophies that all his efforts won. Naive is man's confidence that his words may still be quoted when he has shed his mortal coil by those whom remain devoted. To Sheol they shall be directed, death shepherding them along as salvation's dawn. To the upright, their wealth shall all belong. While in Sheol, they form decays, an end to their splendor of their displays. But God shields me from Sheol's greed, summoning me to Him with the utmost speed. So do not fear when a man grows rich and his substance multiplies. None of it can he take at death. It won't join him where he lies. Though in his lifetime he may boast, praise always follows success. He will soon join his ancestors who to light have no access. When too much wealth comes one's way, good sense often does not stay. And man becomes no more than beast at death, no legacy released. Psalm 50, a psalm of Asaph. The Lord spoke, the world was addressed, from the sun's eastern rise to its setting in the west. From Zion's matchless beauty was his presence manifest. God appears, he won't hold his peace. His herald was a consuming fire with destruction released. Surrounding him, a tempest, turmoil increased. Heaven and earth he musters for the judgment of his folk. Welcome, my devotees, you whom I convoke, to seal with me a covenant amid sacrificial smoke. The heavens reiterate the righteousness of the Lord, that his divine justice to equity is moored. Hear, my people Israel, for I shall have my say. As the Lord your God, my testimony, I now shall convey. My reproof is not for neglect of any sacrifice. Your continuous offerings more than suffice. I do not claim any bull from among your herd, not a single he-goat that you had sheltered. For every scrubland animal belongs to me across 1,000 ranges, far as the eye can see. I know the location of the birds of every hill. Every insect in the field enjoys my goodwill. If I suffered hunger, I would not come to you, for mine is the entire world with everything on view. Do I need to eat bull's flesh or drink the blood of a goat? Gratitude offer to me, charitable vows promote. Then call on me in trouble. You will have earned the right and honor me for rescuing you from your desperate plight. God then addressed the wicked. Who are you to recite my laws and the terms of my covenant, pretending insight, when in fact you hate discipline and put my words to flight? If ever you come across a thief, you make him an associate. The company of adulterers you choose to venerate. Your mouth utters language that is degenerate, and your tongue and guile choose to affiliate. In company, you would malign your brother and readily defame your son, the son of your mother. If I kept silent when you did this, you think we were the same. Hence my condemnation and my apportionment of blame. Pay heed to this, all of you who ignore the divine, lest I tear you apart with none to offer a lifeline. In your sacrifice of thanksgiving, my honor is on display, but my salvation is only on offer to him who changes his way.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of Masters of the Word. Follow us on social media
on Instagram at Lavelle Gill Media. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Lavelle Gill Music. Please subscribe, rate, and review to increase and spread the word to like-minded men and women. Until next week.